We stay in North Carolina for this next story. It's about farming and Cuba. In 2000, the U.S. economic embargo was loosened to allow American farmers to export to the island, and they did. The U.S. quickly became the largest food exporter to Cuba, but no longer. Exports to the island have fallen off a cliff, and many farmers argue the U.S. needs to fix that. Here's more from the world's Jason Margolis.
For more than 50 years, Cuba was an enemy of the United States. But not every American has seen Cuba as a threat.
You know, I tell folks all the time, I wake up every morning worried about something, but being invaded by Cuba is not one of them.
Larry Wooten is president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau. He's been leading groups of farmers to Cuba to look at ways to increase exports there. To him, it's a natural fit.
Here, we can ocean barge pork and poultry to Cuba. Some of the worst chicken I ever ate in my life was in Cuba when I went back in 98. When we were there last September, the food had improved.
His state can claim some credit for that. North Carolina exported $5 million worth of poultry products last year to Cuba. Now, Cuba hasn't come up much on the campaign trail in this presidential election, but a few days ago, Donald Trump did bring it up. He said he'd reverse concessions made by the Obama administration, such as easing of remittances and travel restrictions. Hillary Clinton has said, quote, the Cuba embargo needs to go. Larry Wooten says the Farm Bureau doesn't take sides in elections, but he will say that the U.S. should continue to ease restrictions on American tourism to the island.
Two things tourism needs are good accommodations, hotels and places to stay, and good food.
His farmers can provide that.
This is eastern North Carolina in a little place called Chocowinity.
Sean Harding grows strawberries, tomatoes, sweet corn, soybeans, and wheat on his 150-acre farm. Harding considers himself a small farmer. He sells local, and Cuba really isn't on his radar. That said, he's a proponent of more international trade.
The more we export as a country, because we overproduce in the United States, the higher the price is going to be.
The more sweet corn that's sold to Cuba, the less there will be on the American market. So the price for his local corn would go up.
So it's a world market, no matter how small you think you are on this farm.
Overall in North Carolina, agriculture is a $13 billion industry. Cuban exports are just a tiny drop in that bucket, but they still matter, says Blake Brown, an agricultural economist at NC State University.
Well, it's a new market. The growth in product that they consume as their income grows will be very substantial, and it's right off our shore, so you'd be kind of crazy not to look at trying to move into that market.
But selling crops overseas is complex in the 21st century. Farmers need to help poorer nations finance their purchases. The U.S. Commerce Department often helps with that, but there are prohibitions against issuing American credit to Cuba. That's hurting North Carolina farmers.
So they had to be creative and find offshore financiers, maybe in Europe. I think Spain has been doing a lot of it.
Bottom line, though, it's easier for Cubans to do one-stop shopping, buy directly from another country, and finance the purchase there. The result, American farm exports to Cuba have steadily fallen over the past few years. The European Union, Brazil, and Argentina have eclipsed the U.S. Jennifer Harris at the Council on Foreign Relations says Cuba wants to buy American crops, even with the decades of mistrust between the two governments.
I expect that proximity and value would win out over ideology. And in fact, that's what you've seen by and large. I think the story of Cuba right now is one that is, you know, firmly heading in the direction of capitalism and respecting market physics.
Farmer Sean Harding says you never hear about American farm interests in Cuba from the presidential nominees. In fact, you don't hear much about farm interests at all.
Farmers are 2% of the population. We're a very, I think, important part of the population, but that's not a big voting block. And so I understand that both candidates are playing to where they can get votes. But it's disappointing, you know, that we don't hear more talk about our agriculture policy in this country.
Of course, getting back to exports and Cuba, American foreign policy toward the island is touchy and complex. North Carolina farmers get that. But they add, if Cubans don't buy food from them, they'll just get it from some other country. And they ask, how does that promote American interests? For The World, Jason Margolis, Chocowinity, North Carolina.